Genesis 37. I want to say, if you're here the first time, you have children. We have a nursery in the back. If your children gets loud, don't worry. I'm a loud preacher. Don't let that bother you. Don't let the devil run you off because you're young and got a little unruly. Well, that's what young'uns do. Amen. Now, Genesis chapter number 37. Hadn't it been good to be at church this morning? I can hardly wait for tonight. Genesis 37. The Bible said now in verse number 1, these are the generations of Jacob. He said, Joseph being 17 years old. In verse 2, he was a-feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. We'll part right there. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Instead of talking about people, you'd talk to the father about them. Let me say that again, because some of y'all was looking around and say, who's here new today? Let me go on. Be sure you get that point. He went and told his father about the brethren. Brother Lee, he wasn't talking about them. He was talking to the father about them. And so it's not going to do good, me and you, talk about each other. We just need to pray to the father about each other. And so the Bible said he brought their father their evil report, and Israel, Joseph's daddy, loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat of many colors. When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, well, there's a word. They hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. And Joseph dreamed a dream. And he told it to his brethren. And they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. And behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright, and your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance or obedience to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shalt thou indeed reign over us, or shalt thou indeed have dominion over us? Why, you the youngest boy. And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed yet another dream, told it to his brother. Behold, I've dreamed one more time. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him, said to him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? And his brethren envied him. But his father observed the saying, and his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem? Come, and I'll send thee unto them. And he said to him, here am I. And he said to him, go I, pray thee, whether it be well with thy brethren and well with the flocks, and bring me word again, And he sent him out of the vale of Hebron and came to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And a man asked him, saying, "What seekest thou?" And he said, "I seek my brethren. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flocks." And the man said, "Well, they are departed hence, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto him, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, "Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, let us slay him, cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams." Thank you for standing this morning in reference and honoring to the Word of God. I'm interested in a text verse in 19. The Bible said, "And they said one to another, 'Behold, this dreamer cometh.'" And I won't preach on this simple thought today on following your dream in 20 and 13. Following your dream in 20 and 13. I thought about staying mean in 2013, but a lot of y'all got that sermon, so I thought I'd preach on the nice side of things this morning on following your dream in 2013. You know, a lot of people don't have a dream. You'll notice that Joseph, a type of the Lord Jesus, he had a dream. Joseph is one of the greatest heavenly types of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to say this in introduction. There are five types of dreams. There is a man that has no dream. Their results are frustration, loneliness, and no accomplishments. Then there's a low dream, not much ambition to life or things. Then there's a wrong dream where one might consume things for his own good. Then there are vague dreams when a man is just simply daydreaming. But fifthly, there's a God dream. It's His will for your life. Can I tell you, I can take the Word of God today and tell everybody here the will of God for your life and my life. Matter of fact, it's not never finding the will of God, but it's always doing the will of God. It's the will of God for everybody under the sound of my voice today to be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. Aren't you glad that the gospel has good news to sinners? I'm glad that He can save Paul the chief. He can save us, all the little Indians. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. I believe we ought to have a godly dream, and that is in the will of God. It's His will that we'd all be saved. It's His will that when we be saved, that we be sanctified, or that we would be set apart for the Master's use. Let me tell you, there's nothing like being used for the Lord. This world uses you, and when they get out of what they want of you, they throw you away like an old dirty towel. But I'm glad this morning that God uses those that are sanctified, that are set apart for His service. It is God's will that you and I be Spirit-filled. We are to be filled with the Spirit. You know why? We leak. We need to be filled. It is God's will that we would be separated from this whole world. And then it's simply God's will that we would all say thanks. Now you that are here for the first time, don't let a loud church scare you or turn you off. Because I'm going to tell you, I got more Bible to show you when we go to heaven. It's going to be a lot louder than what this church is this morning. And don't let 79-year-old saints of God standing up testifying think that that's strange and somebody's going to pull snakes out any minute, honey. Let me tell you, 50 years ago, most Baptist churches in our country, the saints of God were standing up telling people about the goodness of God and how good He's been to them. And I want to report into you today, He is a God that deserves all of our honor and all of our praise. Now, it is God's will that we would say thanks. And so we find today in this dream, following your dream in 2013. Now, William Carey once had a dream. He became the first modern missionary, and he has said, attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. Can I say that to the nucleus or to the hub of our church today? He said, attempt great things for God. I don't know of nobody else I'd rather strike out for than God. Attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. You remember the crippled man, they set him off at the gate called Beautiful. You know, it should have been the prettiest place in town. God's house ought to be the prettiest house in town. And the Bible said he seen Peter, James, and John going up in the temple at the hour of prayer, expecting to receive something from them. Oh, this morning, friend, can I tell you that attempt great things for God, and we need to expect great things from God. There's lost people, no doubt, in a crowd this size. There's lost people here not being a judge, but no doubt, there's lost people here not ready to meet God. You better get born again by the sweet grace of God. Can I tell you, our Jesus was a soul winner. The Bible said Nicodemus came to Him in the darkness of night. And Jesus did not cut down His denomination. But He said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. He was a ruler of the Jews. He said, how can a man be born when he's old? I'm glad you can get born again when you're old. Ain't you glad? It ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. I'm glad He saves the young, and I'm glad He saves the old, and I'm glad what God does it forever. Hallelujah. He said, attempt great things for God and expect great things from God. Helen Keller, who was blind, she said worse than being blind would be able to see but not have a vision. Worse than being blind would be to be able to see but not have a vision. The Bible said in Proverbs 29 and 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. And then Woodrow Wilson said, we grow great by big dreams. All achievers are big dreamers. Another said, the poorest man is not he who is without a cent, but he who is without a dream. Someone described two prisoners in a cell looking out a window. One saw bars and the other saw stars. I'm talking of a vision. The bottom of the ladder is crowded with those who see no further than their nose. To have a vision is to see things different than they are. It is to see things potentially and prospectively. It is seeing things in some cases bigger, but in all cases better. Someone said, if you don't know where you're going, you'll probably end up somewhere else. Can I tell you, we all need a dream this morning. Thank God He's put a dream in my heart. And thank God He's let me live out my dream this morning. And I'm preaching today on following your dream in 20 and 13. Now I want you to notice here in the reading of the Word of God, and I'll be brief, there's the encounter of a dream. In verse number 5 of the chapter of 37, Joseph dreamed a dream and told it to his brethren. You know the encounter of a dream. It came to a son. Can I tell you, young people, that it's okay to be different? The world says to get along, you must go along. But Jesus said, church, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, or don't be put in their mold, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. The encounter of a dream, it came to a son. Number two, it came as a secret. It was his dream, nobody else's dream. Young people, I want to encourage you to get a dream. Ask God to give you a dream. Older person, maybe you're here and you say, preacher, I've never had a dream. You ought to ask God to put a dream in your heart so that the dream may come real in your life and in your way and in your house. I think one of the greatest dreams that any man could ever have is that he would be saved by the grace of God. Let me tell you, and let me go on record to say this. Somebody said, Christians don't have fun. I'm having the time of my life. I got up yesterday morning, got in an old-fashioned altar and talked to my God. Looked over my Bible, grabbed a shotgun off the wall, grabbed a dog out of the pen, got on a Polaris Ranger and went hunting for the glory of God. Little young boy in the church shooting up in 30-foot oak trees saying, I nearly got him. You say, well, that don't mean nothing to me. Honey, let me tell you, I can be a Christian in the woods. I can be a Christian in the church. I can be a Christian at Walmart. There's nothing like being a Christian in the day and hour that I live. Well, let's just give the good Lord a good hand clap of praise for being a good God to us this month. He's a good God to us today. Boy, He lets us live and lets us enjoy our dreams. There's an encounter of dream. You'll notice it come to a son. It come as a secret. But thirdly, you remember this, if you get nothing else today, it come as a servant. And your dream will work for you. You know, I've got to use this for illustration. I remember when I started Pepsi-Cola on the drink route. I knew I had to get on the truck before I could get to the office. I knew I had to learn to crawl before I could walk. Boy, I was doing my best, and God began to bless. Can I tell you, God don't bless lazy people. Some of you wondering why you ain't got nothing. It's because you lazy, amen. You're lazy. He said, if you don't work, you don't eat, amen. And I'm going to tell you, I wasn't making what I wanted to be making, but I had something in my sights. Amen. Hallelujah. Not for long, God got the honor in His Word. He got the honor in steadfastness and integrity. Boy, He began to promote me in the ranks. And I'll never forget in Tallapoosa, Georgia. Now listen now, making your dream become your servant. On them rainy days, I'd raise up them doors. And I'd look in them warm places. People looking out say, why would you do that for a job? Boy, I'd put the raincoat on, amen. I'm talking about, I remember one time, it got so cold, every drink box in this part of the country busted. And I don't know about you, but when drinks blow up, they go everywhere. And when you open up a drink box, it takes a while to clean it out, amen. Boy, I remember I was loading that drink box on Head Avenue, downtown Tallapoosa, Georgia. This woman's died and went on to meet the Lord. She walked out there, Brother Tim, making my dream become a servant. She walked right out of there and God give me a word. I was putting them Pepsi cans in that machine. She walked up out of nowhere and she said, you're going to run that company one of these days. My God, I started filling that drink box in ways that I thought I never could. I remember when God called me to preach. I seen a man run into the back door of the church and he thrilled me. I was tired of dead religion. I was tired of dead churches. I was tired of religion. I knew it didn't do nothing for me. I smoking an ounce of weed a week in religion. But honey, one day God come where I was and convicted me of my sins and saved me by His amazing grace. He called me to preach. I seen a man running the back door at Kansas Baptist Church one day. I said, praise God. I don't know I am one of them, but if I ever am going to be one of them, I want to be one of them. Hallelujah. I'm saying this, God, I'll give you a dream this morning. You ought to thank God that He'll put something in you. And when hard times come and people begin to laugh and the critics come, there's a dream, honey, that you can get on and ride on to glory. You ought to let your dream do something for you today. Don't lose your dream in 2013. Hallelujah. God's good. I began to go to little preacher meetings. God called me to preach. Got me a big old Bible. And I ain't quit toting a big old Bible. Brother Jonathan McNeese seen me the other day. He preaches out of a little Bible. I had a big Bible on the table. He said, let me tell you. He said, does that big Bible work? I said, it's worked so far. Amen. I'm telling you today, friend, God will allow a dream in you to give you energy to get to places that nothing else will ever get you to. Oh, God, thank you for giving me a dream. One day, I can't leave this out. I don't care if it's 12:45. I can't leave this out. I was in a hay field in Middle Tennessee. I was following a hay contractor all through them parts, putting one bale on a trailer at a time, taking 100 at a time to the barn, going back and doing it again. That's a real exciting life at 17 years old. Boy, I met the second best thing that ever happened to me in my life. Panama City Beach, Florida. Don't tell me some things can't come good out of the beach. I met a little saved Baptist girl from Bowden, Georgia. My Lord, you could have blown me over with a feather. I'd seen every girl in Tennessee and thought this. But boy, when I seen that Georgia girl, honey, I'm telling you what, my chin dropped and my head bowed. I said, my goodness, my glory in the morning. What a pretty girl, amen. What are you saying? I said, boy, if I could just marry that girl. Can I tell you, 235 miles from here, I rode on a dream till I could get here. You say, well, how high was gas? No higher than it was today. I was broke in and broke now, but my dream got me where I was going to. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like preaching a while this morning. I had me a dream. Her daddy said when he met me in Florida, said she got in the car. She said, daddy, I'm going to marry that boy. He said, that boy's done forgot about you. Boy, na, 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 na.
Hallelujah. He was sticking the key in the door, Brother Chad. Guess what? The phone was a-ringing. He picked it up. I said, I want to talk to Renee. He said, who is it? I said, this is that boy you give up on from Tennessee. Hallelujah. What are you saying? God, give me a dream. And he gave me power in that dream to take me through some hard places. The brethren didn't like it. Brother Mike, the hardest thing I ever done at Liberty Baptist Church, Brother Rodney, go in there and bring that high chair out. Go in there and get it, Brother Rodney. Sit right there. I ain't done yet. The hardest thing that I ever done, it wasn't going to Brother Mike Rollins' house that Sunday morning. I got a sign out yonder. It says Liberty Baptist Church. It's out yonder in the chapel. Wished I had it. Wish it's open. I'd let one of you young. No, I'd let Brother Donald run and get it. He could beat this young crowd going and get it. Brother Mike, that wasn't the hardest thing I ever done. I turned this chair around in your home. I set a King James Bible down on top of it. And I preached unto you the Word of God. There was families sitting around there. Some's here, some's not here. Boy, I'm going to tell you, that wasn't the hardest thing I ever done, Brother David. The hardest thing I ever done is when I went to under that storefront building in front of the Southern Lady. Wrote Liberty Baptist Church on them windows, Pastor Ken Bowman. You ought to have heard the snickers. You ought to have heard the laughs and the critics. All ever heard, Brother Lee, we got enough churches inbound. Yeah, honey, there's enough buildings, but there ain't enough churches. Hallelujah. There's enough singing happy birthday to Grandma and Grandpa. There's enough voting around about what you can do and what you can't do. But I sure am glad God put a dream in my heart that went beyond the critics and went beyond the laughs and the sniggers. God put a dream in me and he let me ride it on into glory. Hallelujah. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. Is anybody glad God gave you a dream this morning? Hallelujah. We come out here, held hands about where that chapel was. Whoever invented this tie, I wish they'd have strung him out of an oak tree. We held hands over yonder. Probably 8 or 10 of us. We got to praying, oh God, if this is where you want this church, give it to us and help. There's a woman called the law to us. The law pulled up and said, what y'all do? Said, we're praying. Then y'all remember the old Legion Hall. When we bought the property, then you know what they got to talking about? Hell, they're going to put a church down there by that beer joint. Boy, I remember one night there's some boys down here playing ball. You may be here today. I don't know if you are or not. Boy, my cell phone took off and rung. I said, hello. They said, preacher, lightning just struck the Legion Hall and it's burning up. You want to call the fire department? I said, fire department, hogwash. Throw gas on the stinking thing. Hallelujah. Let it burn for the glory of God. What are you saying? God will let you ride a dream. Glory to God. And does so happen, Miss Debbie, they was able to acquire that property, some 2 or 3 acres that we needed. And guess what we done? Rented us a dozer and a big dumpster. And what didn't burn up, we hauled it off for the glory of God. Built the tabernacle for the glory of God. People shouted it out for the glory of God. What are you saying? Been a lot of critics. Well, that cult, you've all heard that. Contrary to what you've heard, the doors ain't locked. You ain't got to show your W-2s around here. It don't take long to see what this crowd drives. Nobody wants to see W-2s. Well, you down there at that red-faced preacher running around crying and shouting and a hot. Well, that's all right. At least I ain't a 6-foot dead icicle. Man, come here one time. He said, I don't like that hugging y'all do. Meeting broke out one morning. I'm glad God let me see it before I went to glory. Brother Gerald, God is my witness. He run up to Brother John Arp and grabbed him. I said, na, 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 na. You got a dream. Some of you young ladies don't settle for second best. If a young boy won't wait for you, he can tell you everything under the sun. Don't you listen to that. And if you make a mistake, this preacher's with you. He loves you. You hear me? This church loves you. You hear us? Mom and daddies, he may not love you right now, but I sure wouldn't throw him away. Ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. I was doing things I'm ashamed of. God saved me. Guess what? Tell a mama you got a new husband. Ain't perfect, but you got a new husband. Hey, Sophie, come here. Come here. This little thing got our granddaddy. Preaches out of a King James Bible. Runs around crying and a shouting, able to live his dream by the glory of God. Oh, what are you saying? Preacher, ain't people left here? They ain't left me, they left God. Preacher, ain't people hurt you? They sure have. But let me tell you, honey, my dream's a lot bigger than people. Oh, darling, I wish me and you could go to heaven and I could save you some hard roads. Tell them you love Pop, baby. Throw your little hand toward him and say, I love you, Pop. Son, I love. Come on, I give you a turn. Here, get here. Praise God, I wouldn't leave you out. Come here, boy. He's done. I done learned him to spit. Every little boy needs to learn how to spit. Amen. He walked onto my car porch this week. He's a. I said, boy, you don't spit in the house. Now, I know you tree huggers don't like this kind of preaching, but I'm telling you the God of this Bible has put a dream in my heart, and He saved me, and He's let me see it come true by His honor and by His glory, and I praise Him for His goodness this morning. And I love your babies too. Come on, Miss Sherry. They come, throw their money in that bucket. They can't drive. You got to get them here. Some of you's lost your dream. Old Joseph got thrown in the pit. But you know what he had in the pit? Hey, Brother Jerry, you know what he had in the pit, Brother Jerry? He had a dream. When his brother sold him out, Brother Gerald, Brother Mac, he had a dream. They sold him to Potiphar's house. Watch this. I wonder what some of y'all would have done in that situation. She run and grabbed him by the coat and said, you lie with me. And he said, how could I do that to the man that's entrusted me with everything he's got? And he run off and she lied. Throwed him in prison. But Brother Chuck, he had a dream. The old butler he's in prison with promised him something. He said, if you'll interpret this and I get out of here, I'm going to help you. Just like folks will let you down. Listen to me, folks will let you down. Listen to me. You young people. Folks will let you down. Though butler and baker got out, one of them got beheaded, the other one walked off, forgot all about Joe. You ever been forgot? You ever done something for somebody and they said they'd do this for you, but they forgot? When they got on up the ladder, they forgot about that you was the one that they stepped on to get to where they are. But it didn't matter to Joseph because he had a dream. Guess what? You that don't read the Bible, a dream come true. There's a famine boiled up. God promoted him governor. And the ones that throwed him in that pit had to come back down there to where he was and ask for something to sustain him. And you know what he done? You know what he done? Because he had a dream. He was kind to ugly people. Brother Tim, I read it this morning. I like what Brother Lee said. I run in here so fast it may have fell out of my Bible, but I remember what it said. He kissed them. Anthony, you know why he got promoted? Because he had a dream. And his dream was bigger than his hurts. And some of you mom and daddies, you fighting it by the acre. You grab your dream this morning and let it be bigger than your problem. Now's no time to throw your hands up and leave. Matter of fact, you watch this now. Don't get no better than this, Brother Mark. Watch. Down is up with God. He got knocked down to the bottom. But he had a dream. And he rode his dream right out of that pit. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. Mom and daddy's getting young'uns ready to get the house of God on Sunday. I know that's hard. I know that's not handy, but I commend you for it. But I want to give you some instruction as a man of God this morning. The devil's going to fight you for it. Sunday nights, he'll let anything come up and let you make an excuse about it. I'm not belittling you, not coming back Sunday. Some of you can't drive. Some of you can't get here. Some of you can and don't. You need to get a hold of your dream. You need to dream big for your young'uns. They need God. You need a dream for others. They need you. Don't you lose your dream. The hardest thing I done, wasn't preaching on that high chair to a handful of people. The hardest thing I done was when I put Liberty Baptist Church on the mud sills of them windows and they began to laugh at me. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in ministry, besides having to deal with issues in the church. God, give me a dream. Some don't like it. Some don't like yours. But let your dream be bigger than your situation. My sister plays. This altar's open this morning. I preached my heart. And that's all I know to do. I open this altar. Maybe some of you need to come around today and say, God, make my dream real again. God, give me a dream. God, put it down in my heart. Let it be bigger than my hurts. God, give me a dream for my family's sake. God, don't let my dream die. God, let my dream be bigger than what's going on. Let your dream be a vehicle to ride you to happiness and holiness. Don't lose your dream. Have a dream for your children, mom and daddies. Have a dream for your parents, young'uns. Oh, don't lose your dream. Glad God's in the dream-giving business today. I thank him. He give me a dream.